As all of us know from our catechism, from coming to church and studying scripture, that Jesus had many disciples. And from the ranks of these disciples, Jesus chose 12 leaders, 12 apostles, as we call them. We hear the names of these apostles in our gospel this morning. As difficult as some of the names are to pronounce, who were these men, and how good were they? Today, many companies screen people for top management positions. In fact, many potential employees have to use a lie detector and be tested for drugs as part of this process. You can believe it, given the scandals in the church in the last several years, even the church screens its priests for positions of leadership. Like many seminarians today, when I was preparing to enter the Jesuits 46 years ago, I, along with my classmates, had to undergo psychological testing, among other things. This morning, I invite you to use your imagination. I want you to pretend with me. Imagine that Jesus decided to send the 12 apostles to a similar consulting firm, a firm that would give the apostles aptitude tests to see how good they'd be if they were hired. Let's also imagine that the following report, marked private and confidential, was sent back to Jesus. Dear Sir, thank you for submitting the resumes of the 12 men you have picked for management positions in your new organization. All of them have now taken our battery of tests. We have run the results of these tests through our computer. Your candidates have also been interviewed by top psychologists. And the results of these tests are also included with this letter. We advise that you study each one of them very carefully. It was the opinion of our staff that most of your candidates are lacking. They lack suitable backgrounds, suitable education. They lack overall potential for the enterprise you are undertaking. Besides, most of them are not team players. We have found evidence of jealousy and rivalry among them. We recommend that you continue your search for persons of adequate experience and proven ability. For all of your nominees has serious problems. For example, Simon Peter is emotionally unstable. He is given to fits of temper. He is definitely not the man you want to head your organization. Andrew, his brother, has absolutely no qualities of leadership. In other words, he is a follower. The two other brothers, James and John, are hotheads. Besides, they place personal interest over company loyalty.